This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Previously on Rocking Chair.
Abigail, you might think about going with me.
Tom, slow down with the beer.
Tom, she's my sister.
You're drunk, Tom.
Let's pull a trick on that drunken Tom.
Kiss me, Franny.
You can.
Harriet, I have got to tell you something about Henry.
Mary met death.
The Brophy's house, it's a shambles. I wonder if they could use a feminine touch. Patrick, he's got such a nice face.
Rawhead, Grandma Peas, it's Rawhead.
Worth it.
Yeah, he's just a
I believe in ghosts when I have to. Things happening on my mom's birthday that make me think she's with me.
Hi, you've reached Joan. Thanks for calling, but not gonna lie, I ignore any and all voicemails. No promises about texts either. Bye!
Hey, Joan, it's Dad. I just got a call from your advisor. Sounds like she's been wanting to hear from you for a few hours now. I know you don't want to talk to me, but just let me know you're okay. I don't know where you are. I love you.
Chapter 6. Make some noise. The woods don't care which century.
Dancing makes me dizzy, and wine were woozy still. The girls get in a tizzy when they see the Tom's quadrille. But um da dum da day. Tom,
oh, can be my bride.
Abigail here, Katrina there, Elizabeth here. Ladies, please share. Are dreaming of my brides. That notary, the florist, have their work cut out besides.
Who goes there?
It's a little precious. But my husband's having this affair. Do I sound bothered? Don't answer that. Fact is, I wouldn't lose sleep over something like this a year ago. A month ago? Hell, I can't tell you the day of the week. This isn't the first time he's messed around. I haven't been Maria von Trapp myself. Hey, boys. These hills are still alive. Let's face it. That son of a bitch has left me out in the woods to die. I could kill him. I might, but I can tell you one thing. He ain't gonna kill me. So here's the deal. I'm not letting these woods be quiet another second. I have made noise my entire life. I wandered each avenue drowned in sound, living the rhythm of having you around. Pavement kind of pound, thought I was finally found. Beat for beat, I strutted the street, dressed with poise. Thought for certain my man wouldn't cheat with all of that noise. Make some noise. Where is my sousaphone? I need some noise. Got no boys. I'm high and dry alone. I need new toys. Little boys who don't get what they want will make some noise. Got no toys, but I've got this to flaunt. I'll flaunt my noise. I'm in this room in the dark. I'm yearning for a spark. If some old tree won't make a sound, I guess
making noise. Wake up the fisher cat, it's time for noise. Through with poise, through with the tit for tat of nuptial joys. Teach me noise, teach me the tonic when the silence cloys. In the noise, I'll just be sonic waves and simple joys. I'll be the stars whizzing by, a Boeing in the sky. When those old trees see me glow, they'll give a standing O. Been sitting alone on the telephone, just heard the word and I've already known. My baby likes to bone some other affluent crone. Then again, I'm not gonna play the wronged frau. He's all hers, hallelujah, amen. Still, what do I do now? Yes, there's noise. Yes, you can hear it, but it's not your noise. Once it sings, noise is a spirit free to spread its wings. If I'm fast, I can get near it and feel free at last. Better still, let in the spirit and submit my will.
The Vantover Hex Sisters' house.
Abigail.
Yes, Katrina?
Tom Dunn hasn't come back from the woods yet, has he?
Drunk as a skunk.
I think it's time for our trick.
Oh, yes. Let's give him a bad turn.
Get our shawls. Let's disguise ourselves like a couple of Grandma Peases.
A couple of witches. These woods certainly will play the perfect setting.
I can see Tom by the tree line, but who's that old woman he's dancing with?
You see her too?
I do wonder. There are strange things in this forest.
Father used to say as much. He was fairly present even in his final days.
Is she a ghost?
Something like it. Well, according to Father, he said ghosts don't often know they're ghosts.
I guess I missed that particular lecture.
Who's surprised? You never listen.
Ugh, who could? He spoke like a church organ. All pomp and no circumstance.
Well, if you had, you'd know that these woods don't appreciate time. Or rather, they ignore it. You've heard those screams late at night.
Dizzy. Wine pours still.
Already made a friend.
Well, we might as well use that to our advantage. Let's scare them both.
Things about to get spooky, Pookie.
She's gone. There goes your ghost, Abby.
You be careful what you say. You don't know who's listening even now.
Oh, where am I? Who are you all?
Out late, are you?
Looking to have some fun.
Please, witches, leave me!
Witch?
Oh, yes. Yes! Do you wish to come packed with Satan?
No, ma'am. I'll be good again. I'll be good.
Blood thick with liquor, muscles lithe from dance. Our master's favorite. Shall we roast him, sister?
Oh, let's.
But first,
Since he's mere putty in our hands, shall we give him what he really wants?
Yes, I know this man loves as many women as he can have.
I'll be chaste as the day is long. Forgive me, wicked witches.
Let's go retrieve our great master, sister.
He will take great pleasure in roasting this young dancer himself.
Please, no!
Fly!
No! I'm lost. I can't see anything. Oh, God. I'll never drink again. Help! Help!
Tom, is that you out there?
Abigail?
You're still out here in the woods? We left the Swifts hours ago. Oh, poor baby.
I'm sorry.
Shh, never mind all that, Tommy. Let me take you home. I'll help you get better.
There are witches in the woods.
I told you to be quiet, Tom.
I saw my mother die today. While I was there beside her bed, it was as though she looked away and saw another world instead. There was no beauty in her death. Her skin was pale, but not like snow. Her spider ribs contained no breath. Her eyes could see no thing I know. I thought at once, the same were these, the world her eyes regarded, and the secret parliament of trees. Though neither could I understand, as sudden as this theory came, a violent grief did strike me lame.
The Brophy's house.
That's very depressing, young Patrick Barrows. A poet of your talent should not be so morbid, especially after the experience you've had. You ought to write about resurrection. Perhaps butterflies.
I think it's the best he's written yet, Mrs. Swift.
Well, dear, you haven't my ear for poetry.
Nor would I want it.
Fresh? I don't need to abide by this behavior.
She didn't mean it, Mrs. Swift.
To think. I mother you poor, friendless children, while your father picks rotten apples and builds walls for no one. This is why I never had children. Oh, I can barely stand.
Don't sit!
That's mother's rocking chair!
Children, understand me. Your poor mother is in heaven now, and I must see to you. I expect you shall see a great deal of me in the coming years until we can set Patrick Barrows up with a trade that isn't poem peddling. And Constance, you'd better learn to wear a dress without painting it green with grass. Defying me will not remove me, but will give me great strength to discipline you. You may be sure of that.
What's all this, Mrs. Swift?
Mr. Brophy, I regret to say your children are behaviorally deficient, morbid, and furthermore, superstitious.
What did you say to her?
Among other things, denied me a simple sit in this chair.
Patrick Barrows.
Father, it's mother's chair.
It's a chair. Stop this nonsense. Mrs. Swift is being very kind to us, taking care of you when I'm out in the fields. We're already gonna starve through the winter. Don't tax me any further. Take a seat, Mrs. Swift, please.
No! Don't!
And I will. Oh, that's the stuff. They're trouble, Mr. Brophy, I'll give you that, but I think a bit of hard work is truly...
A gasp to my left. The lady who was knitting had stopped her knitting.
Mrs. Swift?
Don't look, Constance.
I feel hot!
Mrs. Swift?
I'm burning! Hot!
Mrs. Swift! Your skin, it's...
Mother was right, Patrick Barrows.
Oh, God, she's...
Exploded. That's right.
Mother warned us.
I looked around at the knitting woman. She exploded?
Don't act so surprised.
She said.
We're in it now.
Walsh? No, Horner, I need Walsh. Well, tell him to come back to the office and learn how to spell. Oh, my God, I'm about to put a spelling tutor on the payroll. Spell adjudicate for me. No, A, DJ. I will tattoo that D on Walsh's ass when he gets in tomorrow morning. I was supposed to catch dinner with... No, not Harry. Harry's at home. Now, don't be running your mouth about Franny, you hear? Look, it's just one of those things, you know? It was just one of those things. Name that composer. No, not Berlin. Damn you, Horner, you silly man. Cole Porter, greatest lyricist of all time. And he's absolutely right about me and Franny. I need to kiss the city goodbye, and she's the face of the city. She's a Guggenheim, for Christ's sake. When I've settled myself and she realizes I'm too old and too dumb for her, I'll retire like that. And after we hire that spelling tutor, a pop quiz, a spell Poughkeepsie. Congratulations, Horner. You fucked up the job interview. Where do spelling tutors live nowadays? What? No, I'm not leaving Harriet. She's the perfect wife. Franny's just the perfect woman. You get that, right? Listen, can you come in and help me finish up these final edits? I don't like being here alone this late. I think the freezes are watching me from outside my window. Who the hell decided to put gargoyles on this thing? Where do they think we are, in the middle of the Seine? Wait, Horner, why not? Don't you understand what's at stake here? We gotta run this thing. I have a name to keep. You stay home with Doris and all you get is... Well, happy damn anniversary, Horner. Yeah, you leave me with my ulcer. May you have triplets. Conspiracy. Two-faced Brutus. They all want to sink me. Well, let them. Let them. I can't wait to see their faces when I'm gone. I'm like their goddamn mother. We'll see how lazy they are when the paper stops selling. The fault lies not in your stars, but in yourself, that you are an underling. Horner? No, Walsh, I need Horner.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The woods.
Mr. Palmiter, I...
General, my deepest apologies.
I wasn't watching where I was going. I didn't expect to see someone else in the woods at night.
Nor I. Where are you going?
Off to the Brophy farm, yes. My wife hasn't returned from caring for the children. I was just going to inquire if she were all right. I've been feeling uneasy as of late. I expected her before dark, you see?
Assuredly. Sad stuff. What happened to the Brophys? Sad stuff. Odd bunch, them. Good of Mrs. Swift to be an extra set of hands.
Yes, she is, to be frank, burdened by the worries of others. It's something she carries.
She is your compliment, my good man.
Ah, I am in fact her compliment. Benjamin, why do you have that musket? And at this hour?
Ha! The hunt, of course! While Mrs. Swift's heart longs to care, mine longs for the game.
Ah. Benjamin, I won't disagree that your slaying of our medicine woman's beloved pet turned out delicious, but I can't argue with the fact that it was perhaps not the most diplomatic decision you've ever made. Tactics, soldier!
You believe that Brophy runt? She was stirring up trouble, as usual.
Mr. Palmiter, Constance Brophy clearly spoke true. I've already told you, there is no game in these woods. Only danger, I fear. Which is why we have to unite. Go back to your Elizabeth. She needs you more.
She'd say the same thing. Has no faith in me now. Since the lies.
I urge you to let go of this impulse.
I shall prove myself. This foolish community may laugh, but I am a provider. You and your superstitions, not a wood in the world without a beast. Good evening to you. And I'll forgive you when I host you for a turkey dinner.
Such men bloody this peaceful world. Ah, Claire. I do labor under this toil. You've gotten your wish.
You know, it is quiet.
The Brophy's house.
Yeah, right?
Today.
Like, I guess you never notice it's quiet until it's quiet. There's always something.
Oh, look, Dusty.
What?
Do you see that rocking chair?
Wow, I completely missed that there.
Do you know why it's out here?
Someone sits and watches you, Joan.
Creepy. It's pretty old looking, but it can't be that old, can it? It would rot.
I dare you to sit in it.
Gross. I don't know if it has termites or something. But it does look nice. If I were parked closer...
It's okay, you're scared.
All right. I'm sending you the medical bill.
Oh, such courage.
No, don't!
Ta-da!
That's some fine sitting, m'lady.
I'm rocking, not sitting.
I stand corrected.
Oh, is that an old house there?
Yep. That's a chimney.
That's so cool. And sad.
I wonder how big this house was.
Probably pretty small. People were a lot shorter.
Only 200 years ago?
Totally. I went to Newport in Rhode Island with my mom and I saw these mansions. It's weird being in something so enormous and feeling so claustrophobic.
That's how these woods feel to me.
Artist.
That's why you dig me.
Maybe. Only an old chimney now. And some stones from the foundation.
I love these tombstones over here.
Very spooky. Do you know why they have little skulls with wings on them?
No idea. But that would be a badass album cover, right?
Definitely. I don't know if I fit into that demographic, but I could see a cool, minimalist kind of look. Like Dark Side of the Moon.
What music do you listen to?
Basic pop, I guess. Well, more like dancing in the kitchen kind of music, you know?
dancing in the kitchen music. I do not know.
I feel like that's its own genre. Like, upbeat, but not club. Moms live for this kind of music.
Stevie Nicks?
Stevie fucking Nicks.
So oldies.
Sometimes. It could be more modern, too. You have to be in a kitchen, though.
Let's make dinner sometime, then. You can show me.
That would be fun. I could use some of the vegetables from my garden. It's harvest time.
You're actually too cool.
Oh, yes.
I feel like you must have the most interesting day to day. In your job, you're a therapist?
Almost.
It must be, like, so amazing to know people like that, to really get them. Like a superpower.
You bet. Aw, there are two little graves. Were those children?
A lot of people didn't make it long back then. I mean, you couldn't go 2 feet without bumping into cholera.
Back then, yeah.
But at least they're ghosts now, right? You don't really die. Well, I guess you don't believe in ghosts all the time.
Hey, can we keep moving? I don't like it here anymore.
Aw, too spooky now.
Shut the fuck up, okay?
Joan, I didn't mean...
Yeah. You talk about death in a way that... It's not like that. It's not funny. It's not a stupid album.
I'm sorry. I've been really lucky, I think. I don't really know what death is like.
Yeah. Well, it's not romantic. It's not Tim Burton. When my mom died, I lost myself, you know? That's why I don't believe in ghosts.
Joan.
Your death is everything you'll never know. You can try to understand, you'll always fail. Try to reach the ones you love who have to go. And you realize the prize beyond the veil. You're nobody and nothing evermore. Promised you'll forget the ones you thought you left. Never asking what you mean or what you're for. Nothing has no room to love or feel bereft. It must be pure. It must be free. She isn't her. She can't know me.
Fuck that.
Excuse me?
No, I'm sorry, but fuck that. I can't believe anything you say.
Why?
You're special, Joan.
You missed the point.
What point? That you don't value yourself? That you're waiting to die?
I don't think I...
That's what you said, Joan. Hey, look at me.
Okay, that's not really...
Please. Look at me.
Yeah, okay, I'm looking at you. Or like one of your eyes. You know, they say that...
Don't joke. Don't undersell yourself. I've known you for an afternoon, and I know that you'll never, in a million years, be nothing. I will personally make sure of that.
Dusty.
I can never forget you. Oh.
Oh.
Can I say that's not what I was fishing for?
I'm a big girl. I know it wasn't.
Why?
Shut up.
Okay.
Let's keep moving. The graves feel weird now.
Decidedly.
Dusty?
Yes?
Thank you.
Anytime. We're almost to the island in the brook I was telling you about.
It stopped raining. I guess you never notice it's quiet until it's quiet. I glanced up at the moose head and was so glad it wasn't blinking. Of course, it couldn't. It was dead. The attic was empty, but for me, dusty, and the woman knitting. That was romantic, I quipped.
No, it wasn't. You weren't there,
he said. I was beginning to think he was painting his own fantasy, planting himself in the middle of all these stories, and here I was drinking them in. Are we getting anywhere soon?
We're certainly getting somewhere. And I can help you through it, or you can just sit and stew. It's all up to you.
The knitting woman snorted.
She's being tough. Don't let her break you,
she said.
Go on.
Harry! I'm home. Harry? Wow! That's a lot of new drawings. Is that a squirrel? Harry?
Oh, Henry! Is it Saturday?
I'm sorry about that, honey. I had to stay late yesterday. Kids today don't know how to spell Poughkeepsie.
I understand, dear. I expected you on Saturday anyway. I had no idea what day it would be otherwise.
The place looks amazing. You should be so proud. I can't wait to retire and be out here full time.
That's wonderful, darling.
Hey, get your hands off me. They're covered in charcoal.
Oh, sorry, Henry. I forgot about my hands. I have to wash. I wanted to throw on a record anyway. Have you seen my latest work?
Very nice, honey. Are you meeting any neighbors? Looks like you've sketched some into your newest work.
Oh, that's silly. You know there aren't any people for miles and miles from here.
I'd swear there were other people in the picture.
I'd swear the same thing.
What?
Dance with me.
I miss you.
I miss you, too.
I cast the days all asunder in the wonder that once in my lifetime, my private lifetime, I'd feel these thousand ways deep in the strange, all in the new, passive in change, waking to you. If we're strangers on the street, let's meet and go walking as we're talking. This once in my lifetime, I'll lose my lifetime. I'll give my days up for a song. You are my lifetime, have been my lifetime, will be my lifetime all along.
You should get that cough checked.
I'm just getting used to the pollen. Claire came last week.
Oh, Claire. Have I met her? How is she?
All of herself, as you'd imagine. Had some big news for me.
News? Like from that gallery you mentioned?
Nope. Well, a gallery. She told me she went to the Met last week.
Oh.
Oh. She saw a curator there, Franny something or other, gave a great lecture in the American wing.
Ah.
Ah, see, it wasn't so much that Claire saw her there. That's where Franny something or other works, you know.
Harry, I could...
But the man she was with, now that wasn't in the lecture, now was it?
Harriet, stop dancing.
But I guess I already knew that.
How long have you known?
Only since Wednesday. But I had a feeling. I keep getting these feelings about everything. But this one didn't shock me.
That's it. I'm retiring. You're right. I need to be here with you.
That's not what I said at all.
What do you want from me?
A divorce first. Then this house.
After all these years, Harry, this is what you want?
This is what you want. You think you want to be out here, but you don't. It's different. And it never was you.
But I grew up here.
And you grew out. What's more, I don't want to steal you from Franny's something or other.
I only just got here. Is it the paper? Fuck the paper. I can ditch the girl in a second. A second, Harriet. We can work this out.
Shh, Henry. We can't. And anyways, I met someone.
Never trust a fisher cat if you hear a child in pain. Don't dare try to help its fame, or its claws fall swift as rain.
You've been listening to Rocking Chair. Rocking Chair is written, directed, and produced by Scantic River Productions. For transcripts and more information on our cast and creative team, visit our website at scanticriver.com.